Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand.
Weekend. It's so amazing that it rained all across the country. It stormed in Atlanta, stormed in South Carolina, Florida, North Carolina, and other states. But while we were away, we left on Friday morning, didn't see any rain, and when we returned back to Atlanta, that's when we saw rain again. God spared us from any harm or danger. There was no rain, no drop of rain on us. My umbrella stayed underneath the bus. I didn't even have to pull my umbrella from underneath the bus, from the bus. We had such a great time. We knew that just like God said, honor thy widows, he certainly did honor us by having beautiful weather, nice hotel, good food, and good fun, and good fellowship with many women. When you think that there are times, and also people would normally say, when you put a bunch of women together, it's going to start a lot of confusion. But today I can tell you that is untrue. We had 23 women together this weekend, and all of us got along. We had lots of fun together, and we showed everyone that women can get together and have fun without any consequences, any drama, or any of those things. We had such a wonderful time. And I wish that we could go back again this weekend. But until next year, we will be planning another trip earlier this year so we can start and we'll have more time to pay on our trip. But it was wonderful. And I wish there were more people on the bus, but I guess God sent who was needed to be there this particular visit. But next year we're going to have more, and more people will be able to be a part of this event. So tonight I'd like to talk about to receive help from God, because we definitely received help from God on this trip. And he showed us he was right there with us. But I want to share how God can help you through your grief. Even though you may not understand why you feel stuck in grief, the Lord understands everything about you. He still works miracles. Tell him what you need, confess your failures, and receive help from him. Because God has created you in his image, you are great worth you are of great worth to him. He can lift your load instantly if you let him. Cast all your cares on the Lord. He's not only a God of power and wisdom, he's a God of love. His love matches his creative power, so you can trust him with everything. God will help you. He knows you better than anyone. He knows what goes on in your heart and your mind. Trust in him to help you break free from the chain that bounds you. Scripture, Psalms 55:22 says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Yes, this weekend was an example how God will help you. Yes, he allowed us to have a wonderful, safe, and beautiful weekend together. But we must also be honest with God. God already knows your every thought, emotions, and struggle, but he wants you to come to him and admit your struggles and give him your burden. Let this be a daily action, not just sometimes, not just once a month, but a daily action. God is greater than anything you currently face and anything you will ever go through. You need to be honest with him. You need to come and let the Lord know what already there. You may often try to be religious or Christian, and you don't want to express your feelings to him. In reality, you are doing yourself a great disservice, because he wants you to reach out that deepest point in your life. And it only comes when you open your life and show him what he already knows. Just let him come. Let him flow. Let it flow, and you can deal with it. He can deal with it. God desires your sincere heart. What a comfort to know that you do not have to pretend with God. Just be honest with him. The scripture, 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 17th verse. In Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. Yes, be honest with God. And here is two healthy responses that you can use. The first is to be honest about depth of the pain, but to choose not to be resentful. This doctor was talking about his mom. He said, my mom was not that way after Dad died. He said, I am not going, his mother said, I am not going to feel sorry for myself. Another healthy response is to use the pain to help others. Take the hurt, embrace the pain, and then realize that it is probably the tool and the gift God has given you to use now. Then to begin to minister to others and share your experiences. Notice that both responses involve admitting and accepting your pain and choosing to move forward. A scripture from James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hand, you sinner, and purify your heart and double-minded. Here's another healthy thought. When you're stuck in grief, you may feel so weak and needy that you seem impossible that you would anything be impossible for you. But there are people around you who need your help. Don't withhold that word of encouragement, that phone call, that friendly note. There's a place for your ministry too. Everyone is wounded. And one of the most incredible thing about Christian life is that God can take wounded people and turn them into givers and ministers to in spite of the woundedness. Just think, one of the tragic that you ever see when people focus so much on themselves and their own hurt that they never look outside of themselves to see how they can use their hurt to minister to someone else. Think of someone today who could use an encouragement word, who could also use an encouragement call from you. Send a card to that person. Like 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the 21st verse will say, he will be an instrument for noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Sometimes when you reach out to someone else, you forget about your pain and you think about theirs. And sometimes you even say that, well, my situation is not as bad after all. Most of the time you get that when you hear someone else's problem. You think about yours, and yours is very little compared to the other person. Reach out and try to help someone else because it does help you to feel better about yourself. I'm going to continue to talk about help. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Have you ever gone through a trial or headache so painful that you couldn't even put it into words? It felt like a long scream that's ripping you apart inside. Any number of things could cause such suffering: loss, divorce, betrayal, sickness, and a loss of a spouse. If you find yourself in such a place in your life, reach out to the Lord. He understands suffering at its deepest level, and I'm sure many of us have gotten to that place. He knows how to comfort you. All you have to do is to ask. Our soul waits for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. That's Psalm 33:20. What do you turn to when trouble comes your way? You are blessed if you have faithful friends and loved ones here on earth. But whether you have such support in your life or not, God has promised you he will never leave you or forsake you. Again and again in the Bible, he declares his desire to help you, even when no one else is there. He will be there, and he has limitless resources. Limitless resources. That means he has resources in every situation that you may be going through. No matter what you need, all you need to do is just call on him. Call on him for help. Because he wants us to be there for. He wants to be there for you. God is our refuge and our strength and our ever-present help in trouble. Just like Psalms 46:1 says, he will be there. Whenever you need that extra help. And as I indicated that it is helpful and it's also good medicine to be able to reach out and help someone else. Because your situation is normally not as bad as that other person's situation. We must be strong and reach out and help someone else. Well, we have a few more minutes before our time is up. But I want to also talk about, again, some more about our trip and how God helped us on that trip. He, just like he says, honor thy widows indeed, yes. He believed in helping his widows and children. Just like he said, we could have not asked for a more safer, enjoyable, beautiful weather, good food, good fellowship than we want. I mean, and then a good hotel, good service, and comfort. Traveling, and also a great bus driver who was kind and nice to us and making us feel special also while we were on the trip. We just had a great time, and we know that God was there. He lent his, he was able to show us that we could fellowship together without any type of problem or situation. He just showed us that we could really enjoy ourselves and go on a trip where we have no confusion and everybody got along and we were truly blessed. And I really enjoyed myself. And I'm so thankful that God put these group of women together to go on this trip. And I know he will continue to be with us in every direction that we may go. We want to continue to have this show on the air. We ask that you will reach out to the ministry and also encourage others to come on and be encouraged as well. Throughout the summer, we will try to find other ways that we can add more to the program and also increase our membership, also to write the book that we are going to be writing with our testimonies. And also planning for our 10th anniversary. We need your help and your support to get for that to be successful. the main things that this ministry can do more of, but we need your help in order to do that. One day real soon after we finish writing our book, we'd like to become a nonprofit organization. I know God is going to put everything in work for us, but we need also your prayers, your support in getting all those things done. So, but the first thing that we need to do is plan our 10th anniversary in a big way, because it's so important. I can't believe that it's already almost 10 years. And we must get this book written so we can give it out to others to encourage them to get through their loss as well. And we also will be writing a handbook with lots of resources on steps for a new widow to be encouraged, and resources that she can be able to read and help her with planning, maybe information on the funeral, as well as what happens after the funeral, documents that she'll need, also scriptures, resources of different companies, just different things that she or he will need during that time of their loss. So we want to be there in every way. If you have any ideas and resources that we are unaware of, please give us that information and share, so we can be able to become a better and bigger organization. We are the only organization, and also I would say partnershiping with Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr. is our pastor, that has a widow ministry. There's no other widow ministry out there. There are different types of grief ministry in churches, but we are the only widow ministry. And we want to take that further, make it bigger. I know God is going to do it, but we just need your help to get us to get there. So just continue to pray for us so that we can grow in the way that God wants us to grow and to serve and do his purpose. Sheila and I thank all of you for all of the support that you have given us over the last 10 years. And we thank you for helping us whatever you have done to support us in this ministry. And we ask you to continue to do so. We couldn't have done it without you, because we need you to make it happen. And I thank you, everyone that has not turned their back on this ministry, been there from the beginning to the end, up until now. Whatever you have done to help us in any way, to plan anniversary, plan meetings, plan events, or whatever, we thank you with all our hearts. We know that we couldn't have done it without you. And we know, we just thank God that God has put you in this place to be there and support this ministry in the way that you have done so. So we thank you very much, and we just hope that you will continue to pray for us and help us to continue to go in the direction that God wants us to go. We want to continue to be committed and be obedient to his purpose, and taking this ministry to the highest height that he wants, and I know he will. Just know that Sheila and I don't know everything, so if you have suggestions and ideas, please give us a call or write us or whatever way that you want to contact us. It takes a village to make something happen and work. So we know that we need your support and your ideas as well. So we thank you once again for all that you have done for us. And if you were on the trip with us, we thank you for being a part of that trip. And I'm sure that you had a great time as much as we did. And I'm going to, if anyone has anything to say, you can come on the air. You can, you must have, the only way to do that, you're going to have to hang up and dial back in and click, I think you hit number one, and I'll see that you want to say something. You're welcome. We have four more minutes. You have that time that you can call back in and say something. But I just thank you once again for everything. And you have a great week. Just reach out and help someone else, and you'll feel better about your situation. Be blessed, and Sheila and I would always say, God loves you, and so do we. Have a great week, and be blessed.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.